Cloud computing has been a part of the federal information technology policy for about 8 years now. Yet CIOs and their tech staff still say they have challenges in moving stuff out of their own data centers and into clouds. One reason might be they often don't see the benefit. That's according to a new survey by Deloitte. And joining me with details, Doug Bourgeois, Deloitte's federal cloud leader and managing director. Doug, good to have you on.
Thanks, Tom. Glad to be here.
You surveyed people. You would think at this point in the cloud history, it should be routine by now. But why is it not, do you think?
Well, you would think it would be routine. And I think there's a couple of reasons why the survey came out the way it did. I think on the one hand, much of the low-hanging fruit has already been harvested. So in other words, the applications that were easy to migrate to the cloud, for the most part, migrated. And those would include, kind of self-sufficient applications, public-facing websites, email, those types of workloads were the easy initial targets for migration. And for the most part, those migrations pretty much went off without a hitch. And so as a result, many of the users of these applications didn't really notice, right? And so you can claim victory, right? That this initial wave of cloud migrations has been very successful. And so on the one hand, perhaps it's not that unexpected that folks didn't recognize the an impact of the migration, and maybe that ended up being a positive.
Well, if it's easy to do, as you put it, low hanging fruit, then the easier it is, maybe the less benefit there is. Maybe it's only a marginal benefit. Does that mean that something that's complicated and difficult to rehost would pay off big? Or maybe there's a bigger potential for disaster?
Well, I think all of that is potentially the case. It's there is definitely a risk-reward scenario. And in some cases, the more risk you take, the more potential value can be achieved from that. And I think that's definitely part of the equation here. I think at the same time, building on kind of the low-hanging fruit already being harvested, we're now at a spot where it's the next wave of migrations is more complicated applications, more mission-oriented applications, things doing transactional processing, things that are older, things that are using more legacy proprietary types of platforms and operating systems and technologies. And so therefore it's a bit harder, perhaps there's a little bit more work that might need to be done associated with the migration in order to successfully transition these applications and workloads over to the cloud.
If I'm a HUD or I'm a VA or even FDA, some of the agencies that have big legacy systems that run on old code and on mainframes and all of this, what do you need to do to those things to get them ready so that they can be hosted in a cloud?
Really good question. And so our approach, and we've been very successful with numerous federal clients in this context, and actually beyond federal into commercial as well, is that one of the critical success factors is to really look thoroughly at these applications and the data associated with them and the technologies that were used to create them. We call it engineering assessments. Again, as these applications are more complicated and more legacy-oriented, a more thorough analysis is required, for one. So look deeply at the data elements, look deeply at the configuration, look deeply at the technologies involved, and then treat the entire data center as a portfolio of applications and services, and look at it as that, as a portfolio with different characteristics, and categorize them into, okay, minor modifications required. Perhaps a replatforming might be necessary. And then as you get to the more legacy type applications, some form of refactoring or rewriting will be necessary. And then don't forget, the opportunity to rationalize the portfolio before you migrate. So in other words, if you have 100 applications in your data center, you want to move that entire data center to the cloud, wouldn't it be better if you rationalize those applications into a smaller set of perhaps 50 or 60 and then migrated those, instead of just thinking that the objective here is to one for one move everything over to the cloud, right? So a portfolio rationalization is also a very useful best practice.
In other words, clean out the four-bedroom colonial in Oakton before you move to that fancy condo in Alexandria.
Yes. There you go. I think that's a good way of looking at it.
We're speaking with Doug Bourgeois. He's the managing director and federal cloud leader at Deloitte. And do you think that the relative slowness of moving some of these big iron types of things to the cloud is also what is the reason that agencies have been slow to close data centers and do that consolidation that's kind of been the companion policy all these years?
Yeah, I'd say that's definitely a factor. I think, as I pointed out, that in order to close a data center, you have to move everything out of it, obviously. And, you know, applications are on this continuum of ease to complexity associated with that migration. And if you're living with a, you know, 30 or 40 or even 50-year-old mainframe application or entire portfolio of applications that live on that mainframe, you know, getting that out of your data center is going to present a different set of challenges than lifting and shifting a basic public-facing website, right? And that's where these more advanced techniques, such as refactoring, such as legacy application modernization, which might be able to use some more advanced tools to perhaps automate the transformation of the mainframe code into more modern frameworks, you know, might be part of the answer. And so a more thorough, a more phased type of strategy is involved with these very legacy monolithic types of applications.
A lot of business transformation experts are talking about something called SMAC, S-M-A-C, which is the Social Mobility Analytic and Cloud-Based Approach to Business Applications and the way people work collaboratively nowadays as the successor to the client server, which I think most federal agencies are still in. Do you see maybe that the pull of the need to work in that manner, which is taking storm in the private sector, could maybe pull the government along in some manner?
Oh, definitely. There's definitely, and SMAC is a very common architectural framework in the commercial sector these days. And we do see certain examples of federal agencies as they push to become more digital oriented are also adopting SMAC as their, you know, their architecture of choice. But again, it really boils down to it's an architectural shift. And that's, you know, the cloud part of that fits in just that context. It is actually an architecture in itself. And as I said, as the self-contained, easier applications are already migrated, now it's the more difficult legacy applications. You want to add social capabilities in. You want to take advantage of analytics, for example. That requires a shift in the architecture of the actual legacy application in itself. And one key point here is services such as social, such as mobile, such as analytics are made more available through cloud platforms today than in the past. And so part of that architectural transformation then becomes I don't have to create those services myself. As I migrate these applications to the cloud, I need to look more for a platform that provides open interfaces into these social, mobile, and analytic type services. And then as I'm refactoring, re-architecting my application, I am creating APIs, application programming interfaces, or standard ways of talking to these services. And then I'm more readily able to take advantage of the capabilities that the cloud platform has to offer. And that provides a substantial benefit than the way the previous legacy types of architectures would provide the same types of services.
So do it right, you'll get SMAC instead of SmackDown.
Again, very colorful way, but yes, a good way to look at it.
Doug Bourgeois is Managing Director and Federal Cloud Leader at Deloitte. Thanks so much for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having me.
We'll post a link to the survey results and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.